From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's prosecutor general has directly named a CIA official as being the main designer of the protests that have shaken the country. The Trump administration has denied having any hand in the protest, and the CIA declined to comment. Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke of supporting the Iranian people.
The American people stand with them, and if they will just continue to show the courage of their convictions and reach out and embrace a free and democratic future, that America and the world will be with them.
The State Department says the United States condemns in the strongest possible terms protests related deaths and the arrests of Iranians. Robert Rafael reports the Saudi Arabia-led coalition says it is closing the circle around Houthi rebels in Yemen.
The Saudi-led coalition says it will continue the fight against the rebels who have fired dozens of ballistic missiles towards Saudi Arabia. A spokesman also said the coalition would continue humanitarian aid operations in order to lift the suffering of the Yemeni people. The conflict is now widely seen as a proxy war between regional rival Saudi Arabia, which backs the government, and Iran, which backs the Houthi rebels. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
A suicide bomb attack occurred in Kabul, Afghanistan Thursday, not far from the U.S. Embassy. Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish said at least 20 people were dead or wounded from the blast. Officials say the bomber blew himself up after approaching a group of security personnel who had been conducting an operation against illegal drugs and alcohol sales in the area. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it will further investigate the death of a wheelchair-bound Palestinian who was killed in clashes over U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Emily Wither has that story.
Ibrahim Abu Thuraya was killed while protesting President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a move which infuriated Palestinians who want the East to be their future capital of a Palestinian state. The UN say the 29-year-old amputee was shot in the head by Israeli troops close to the Gaza-Israel border fence. An initial investigation by the Israeli military found it wasn't possible to say what killed the activist and that no live fire was directed at him. The military police are now examining the case further. His death on December 15th was condemned by the UN Human Rights Office, who called it a truly shocking act.
Reporter Emily Wither. Jeff Guster reports another Nigerian schoolgirl seized in a mass abduction by Boko Haram extremists from a boarding school nearly 4 years ago has been found.
The kidnapping resulted in global outrage and drew attention to the thousands of Nigerians who have been taken by Boko Haram during its deadly insurgency over the years. More than 80 of the Chibok schoolgirls seized by the Islamic extremists were freed last year following negotiations with the government, but more than 100 remain captives. Many were forced to marry their kidnappers and have had children while in captivity. In a statement, a Nigerian military official said that Salome Pagu was rescued near Pulka Village in Borno State. She had been number 86 on the list of schoolgirls abducted in Chibok. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Turkey dismissed Thursday a U.S. court conviction of a Turkish banker in connection with a billion-dollar plot to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. The court in New York City convicted Mehmet Hakan Atilla on 4 counts of conspiracy, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, plus 1 count of bank fraud. The 47-year-old Turkish national was acquitted on a charge of money laundering. The Turkish Foreign Ministry said Thursday that the ruling was unfair and unfortunate, and also an unprecedented interference in Turkey's internal affairs. The U.S. State Department has placed Pakistan on a special watch list for severe violations of religious freedom. The State Department also said it had redesignated 10 other nations as countries of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act for having engaged in or tolerated egregious violations of religious freedom. The redesignated countries were China, Eritrea, Iran, Myanmar, North Korea, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.